SBS Radio.
Hello and welcome back to another episode. It is summertime. How exciting. It's also December. It's one of my favorite months of the year. I just feel like everyone's, despite trying to get presents for everyone and things like that, everyone is a lot more relaxed. It's drawing to the end of the year. It's nearly holiday time. Christmas time, get to spend time with your family. It's an exciting time of the year. I really, really enjoy it. I just want to say a quick shout out to people in Canada who are currently on their way to help fight our fires. We thank you so much for giving up your Christmas and your December and your time with your family to come over here and give us a helping hand. They're volunteer firefighters too, so they're not getting paid for their services. It's truly, truly amazing. We continue to battle some pretty horrific fires. And again, my thoughts are with everyone. Keep on fighting. So like what I aim to do every single week is to give you guys a smile, to allow you some time to think about something else that has nothing to do with anything. They're totally irrelevant stories, which is what makes them so, you know, random and just makes your Friday afternoon, I even like researching them. They're fun for me. Okay, so the first one, we're going over to India. A six-year-old boy with a tail, yes, that you heard that right, he's got a tail, is being worshipped as a monkey god, and he's getting so much attention from neighbours that his parents have had to hide him away. So Shivan Kumar, his neighbours and others believe that he is a divine being purely because of the unusual growth on his lower back, showering him with chocolate and snacks. That seems like a pretty good gig to me as a little kid, right? You got some unusual hair growth. Oh, cool. People think I'm like this god. Yeah, bring on the chocolates, right? So he was born in Delhi in India, and many believed at the time of his birth he was a reincarnation of Hanuman, including his mother, who refuses to shave it off. She said, "Shaving it off would bring a bad omen for our family." She also said, "This might have been a gift of God, and we do not want to tamper with any of his plans." But a local guru has warned against all the attention, saying the family should stop letting people worship him as a monkey god, as it could have untold effects on his mental health later in life. I don't think this kid right now is thinking about his future mental health. He's probably thinking of the next bar of chocolate that's coming from the next door neighbor, right? Like, that's what I would be thinking of. So this isn't the first time this has happened, or someone has had this unusual growth and people have believed them to be some sort of god. So another young boy is also being worshipped in another part of India. He has the same sort of hair. His is plaited though, so they've plaited it. He's a little bit older, so I guess it's grown a little bit more. He's only a couple of years older. People also think he's a monkey god. And apparently this second boy's mother wanted to cut it off, but she died before she was able to have the chance. And this little boy is now living with his uncle, who has decided against the removal. So two boys in India that I know of have been worshipped as monkey gods in a real thing. And they're getting worshipped with chocolates. It's probably every kid's dream, right? I don't know. That used to be my dream. Anyway, moving on. That's that. So we're going over to England, I think, now. And this wife has taken some pretty drastic measures to ensure that her husband stops sneaking out of the house. So after a long day of work, poor Tapper, like many, many other men, he's an engineer from Devon, has always been a big fan of visiting his local pub. You know, he, on probably a Thursday, Friday, whatever day of the week, it's a long day at work, wants to go have a beer with some workmates or some mates. His wife, though, isn't a big fan of their local pub. She hates that it's taken all of her husband's attention, taking him away from the family home. So it got to a point where she just kind of, enough is enough. I'm sick of this. I hate you going to the pub. I want to spend more time with you. So she decided to build her very own pub in their backyard. Yes, and she named the pub Doghouse Inn. She also plans to use the pub for parties and things like that. But I've seen photos of the pub. If you type in the doghouse in, it will come up. The pub has everything you can imagine a real pub would have, especially those little English pubs. They're a little bit different to Australian pubs. So if you have been to England, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's even got a little Wi-Fi sticker on the front door where the glass is. It wasn't a cheap fix though. So this actually costs about 30,000 Australian dollars. And she also spent just under $2,000 on a Space Invader game to kind of give that authentic pub sort of style, I guess. So hey, ladies out there, if you are sick of your husband going to the pub, your boyfriend, your partner, whatever, your son, your daughter, if you hate them going to the pub, then, you know, if you just have $30,000, you can fix the problem. Although that's not easy for people like me or many other people. So my hat goes off to her. That would have been a tough choice, but I still don't think that would stop me from wanting to leave the house and go and into an environment where other people are. You know, it's just being around different sorts of people, which makes the experience really. Anyway, I'm not sure why I'm talking about experiences in pubs. Let's move on. Let's not go down that rabbit hole. Anyway, our song today is a little bit old school. We're taking it back to Archie Roach. He's been around for a long time. We all admire and love him very, very much. We're going to listen to Took the Children Away. I hope you enjoy, and I will see you next week. Bye.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.